Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, those of you faithful people, to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk on the 12th of November, 2022. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin and Cal Hunter, our producer. We are having a great time here. Very interesting things we're going to be talking about today for Hour 3. We're talking about Paul Haggis, his rape charges, and what's going on with that one. The very interesting, and I know sad story for those of you who feel sorry for us lawyers, about how much time does a lawyer spend per day on average at the big mega firms. We're going to talk to you about that, and so you can feel sorry for lawyers. We're going to talk about Navy. Look, we've got Camp Lejeune going on, right? Big supposed argument that people were injured and due to bad water.
Yeah, polluted water. Yeah.
Now there's a lawsuit we're going to talk about in Hawaii about diesel fuel or jet fuel, not diesel, jet fuel getting in the water and tainting things. Where Todd's going to get kind of into a little bit about this doctor embroiled fraud scheme. We're going to talk about Top Gun copyright issues, and then we're going to get into Disney. There's an issue about Disney, a Disney actor that. So we're going to talk about vaccine-related firing and what's going on there in those lawsuits. We've got so much to talk about. It just goes on and on and on. And third hour, we do a thing called Quick Takes, which is at the end, we know you only listen and recall 7 minutes of all we've talked about. So we want to put something in your mind that you will not forget for the week, and that's our Quick Takes. But if you want to call in 855-LAW-RADIO, again, 855-529-7234, or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. And remember, we're seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general facts. We're coming up to the holidays. And during the holidays, during Thanksgiving, I really enjoy Thanksgiving. You know what I really like in Thanksgiving? I like pumpkin pie. During the year, I don't eat pumpkin pie. I'm not interested in pumpkin pie.
Right.
But there's something about pumpkin pie and about 6 gallons of whipped cream on top of it. It's like, Dad, that's my kids. Dad, you want some pumpkin pie with that whipped cream? Yeah, I'll take some pumpkin pie with that whipped cream. But I love good fresh whipped cream on top of pumpkin pie. And I'm doing the shout-out. I don't care. I'm doing the shout-out. Here it is. Nationwide. We're heard nationwide. Over 100 stations, probably. More. I haven't looked at it lately. Ready? Machado's in Auburn,
oh, yes.
California. I'm telling you, don't tell me you guys have the best pumpkin pies in Georgia or Florida or Idaho, wherever, Washington and Oregon, all these states that listen to us. You fly in and go to Auburn, California at Machado's. It's like it's a farm. Mm-hmm.
They open Thanksgiving Day so that the pies that you ordered, and you better order them, you can go up and pick them up in the morning and take them home.
I don't know what they do.
I was just watching something this morning on a show that's in the morning. And did you know that the pumpkin pie is not necessarily the most popular pie at Thanksgiving in the United States?
I don't believe that.
No, it's basically the West and the South that's into pumpkin pie. Georgia, for example, is key lime
or pecan. Oh,
yes, it's just so crazy. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine anything but pumpkin pie.
Well, key lime is good, but it's not pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Cal, do you have a special place you get your pumpkin pies, or no?
No, there's a little bakery I go to. But the question is, how much do they cost at this place in Albany?
Well, believe me, it's gone up in price. But what you do? We showed up late last Thanksgiving, and they gave us one, and it was all bent up and broken. And I'm like, look, this one's broken, bent up.
And they said that'll be $75.
No, and they said, well, here's a new. They went back and grabbed a fresh one. We got it just as our closing. They were done.
Oh, cool.
And I said, and keep the broken up one. And oh my gosh, that one was just as good. But what a wonderful place, Machado's.
It all tastes the same, right?
So. No, go up to Denise.
It all goes in the same
Denise,
place.
You've got to go. Got to go to Machado's.
All right, I'll go get a Machado's.
Yeah. Okay, those of you in Northern California, and then I don't even remember what we're talking about. I'm so off because of pumpkin pie. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
We were talking about doing a case or no case, but I think we'll have to just do.
Well, Denise, when you fly, maybe I'll buy and you can pick me up one, huh? You
know? Okay.
Okay, it'll be good.
All right, let's do a case or no case, Cal.
All right, want to do a case or no case?
Yeah,
I can do that. We'll get started on that right now.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah.
Jeremiah and his partner Cindy were prolific. 6 children. All they could afford to rent was a 3-bedroom house in their market at Phoenix, Arizona. So once they moved in there, the landlord came by and he was stunned. He said, "What? 9 people in my 3-bedroom? No more than 6 people allowed," he said. So he brought back an immediate notice to vacate. Jeremiah and Cindy had struggled to find a rental because of their large family. They fought the landlord in court as they struggled to find another place to live, even going so far as to ask a public service attorney if they could sue on the basis of discrimination. They wanted to fight him in court, I should say. Yes, they asked if they had a case or no case. So was this a case or no case, and what was the outcome? And I think, Todd, it's on you.
So, what are their names?
Their names are Jeremiah and Cindy.
Jeremiah.
He was not a bullfrog.
Jeremiah and Cindy. You said they had 6 kids.
6 children.
Okay, so how do you get 9 people that he was ticked off about?
Well, they had a dog.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering.
And in this case, a dog is a person.
I was just wondering if, you know, when you were making this one up,
you are so
if
mean
you if you, if
so
you well, you know, see, there's the key there. If he's off in the math,
yeah,
which, then
which is expect to be expected. With me,
then that is a key. Well, let's see here.
8 people, Todd. 8.
8 people, you know. And they lived in an ark, and it was raining 40 days and 40 nights, and, you know, they didn't have 2x2. They only had a dog.
And the ark was shaped like a shoe. Okay, go ahead.
And it went, yes. And, oh, brother. And, you know, Cal, this one has no legal analysis to it at all on my part. I'm just going to go with you biffed the total number of people there. You tried to blame it on the dog, which doesn't always work, trust me. And then,
well, cat for you, not dog.
Well, you know, cats don't flatulate. But anyway, so I'm going to say no case.
Okay, but could a landlord boot people out under those circumstances? That's the core issue here.
Well, not if it's no case. That is no issue at all.
Denise, obviously Todd's feeling a little snarky today.
What do you say, Denise? When you ask that question, it makes me think that this is an issue that you have.
Maybe he did it on purpose.
And he's trying to get free legal advice, or he's a landlord and wants to know if he now has liability.
Or maybe he trips up on purpose to make you think that.
That could be. That could be. No case. No case. Final answer.
Okay, Denise, what do you say?
What state was it in?
Arizona.
Okay, well, in some places there are limitations on how many people can reside in a house and how many bedrooms in relationship to how many people can be in there. But Jeremiah and Cindy didn't have 6 children because this is no case.
When I come back, I've got a little twist on this. And this is Fred Penny. We're about ready to go to a break. And I'm telling you, Cal.
It's no wonder I don't have any points.
Not a twist on this.
Because I'm a
dope. Don't give it away. I've got a twist. We'll be back after this.
I will be interested in hearing it. Stay tuned. Fred's answer to our case or no case coming up. And we will continue. It's a big broadcast. And it is a big broadcast. Admit it. Right here. Don't go away.
Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your first furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-798-1627. 800-798-1627. 800-798-1627. That's 800-798-1627.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No fun.
Oh, come on.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Cal, how many children do you have?
Nine.
Whoa!
So Denise didn't believe me when I said it was close to eight
or
nine.
You said eight.
Eight. I said eight. I knew it was close. This happened to Cal when he and Donna were in Arizona at one time or another.
I've never been to Arizona.
And wherever it was, this happened to Cal, and he had to deal with it, and he was driving around looking for a new place because he had a lot of wonderful children, By the way, I know you, one of your sons and one of your daughters, and they're wonderful. Not only your daughters are beautiful.
Aren't they crazy? They get that from their mom.
They're not only nice,
but
they're physically beautiful.
Yeah, they're from their
beautiful
mom.
Women.
Thank goodness. Yeah, thank you.
But that's exactly what happened. Cal was thinking about what he had to deal with when he had 8, 9 children. So this is not a case. It is a true scenario of Cal Hunter's life.
And Cal has a chance now to make 3 points.
Okay.
How anticlimactic.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, Fred's honest with me. This did happen to us one time when...
Oh, I was right!
When the attorney I contacted said, well, you know, in California, it's called the Unruh Law. They cannot discriminate you against you on any basis. And if you think it's discrimination and you can make a case, you can go after them. I said, frankly, I'd rather just find a house to live in. So we did. We bought one, and that worked out fine.
So that really happened to you?
Yeah, yeah.
I knew that. I nailed it.
You know what it means, right?
Todd wins.
Yeah, Todd is going to win because he's at 47. And that means we have to, like, cough up money.
Well, I did the McDonald's on him. I think we bring McDonald's next week.
I'm sensing an inequity here.
We need to go to Cattleman's.
Yes. We'll go to We'll go to this high fancy restaurant, and Fred will bring out a McDonald's cheeseburger and make me eat that while everyone else is getting steak.
He'll pay the maitre d' to bring it over to you. So he'll do it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Do they have a corkage fee for McDonald's?
I mean, a package fee.
Would you like to smell the top bun? Oh wow! What year is this beef?
Well, now that's a secret, sir.
That is it. So we've already given them way too much accolades, and they don't sponsor us. So, but yeah, that's we're probably going to owe Todd. But here's the reality of the whole thing. You guys can talk all you want. Well, we're going to take him to this steakhouse. That's the. It's not happening. It's never happened. And we started doing this for the first few years, and we just never follow up. So at least me bringing him a breakfast sandwich is at least giving something to him. So I'm going to bring you your breakfast sandwich, not next week, but the week after.
I am. Giver.
It's a whole, actually, they've gone up and back. Actually, you can get 2 Egg McMuffin with sausages, I think, for $6 now, if you do 2. So, Todd, I'll probably bring you 2.
Here's how you can tell.
I'm calling it good.
You can just bring 4 and bring me and Cal one, too.
Okay.
Here's how you can tell that you eat at McDonald's too much. True story. When you can tell by the weight of the bag that they got your order wrong. Where they give me stuff that's like, oh, I did this the other day. I took my son there, breakfast, and they, as I'm taking him to school, they give me the bag. I was like, there's something wrong. They said, how can you tell you didn't look? The bag is too heavy. I guarantee you this is not my order. And they looked. Sure enough, it was the guy behind me. It was his order.
You should have taken it. It's gone on. All right. What are we talking about? Talk about Paul Haggis, Denise, or Todd, whoever wants to talk about Paul. You just go for it. He apparently, Todd knows about his history. So tell the history, then Denise, you can talk about it. But tell the history of who he is, because I don't know much about him, but Todd knew all about him.
Paul Haggis, writer in Hollywood, several titles. He wrote the screenplays for the first 2 James Bond films with Daniel Craig, Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace. You ever heard of little show called Walker, Texas Ranger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he created that, and he's also creating the new reboot of that called Walker. He wrote Crash. Oh. He wrote Million Dollar Baby. He's got 46 writing credits to his
resume. He's also a director, a filmmaker,
yes,
right?
Yes, he has 46 writing credits.
Wow.
He has a total of, I think, 150 overall credits, including writing, directing,
and
producing.
Good for him. And, yes. And, you know, the new Walker thing is now he's in a Walker.
Oh, really?
That's the new title, so because it's been a long, lot of years. Oh, well, think about it, Denise. It's been a long, many years since Walker, Texas Ranger was on, so now maybe the new Ranger is a guy, you know?
Okay, yeah, they couldn't give him a wheelchair because then it'd be Wheeler, Texas
Ranger.
Dumb idea,
exactly. See what I'm saying?
But, Denise, that is who Haggis is. But what's he facing?
Well, he has actually lost a civil action against a woman whose name is Haley Briest. And Haley Briest was 26 years old when she met Mr. Haggis. And he was 36 years old at the time. And what happened is that she had sued him and alleged that he had offered her a ride home after one of these events. I think it was $1 Million Baby, and that she he said, let's go to my house for drink, and she said, no, let's go somewhere else public. And he talked her into coming to his house, and then when she went to his house and got into his house, he then forced her into sexual relations.
Yeah, let's just... No, I think that's good to say that. We
yeah, sexual relations,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And that it was not desired by her and that she continued to say no. Now, she immediately told people about it. She immediately, you know, basically was consistent in her statements as to what happened. But she waited a long time to actually sue him because I believe the events happened in 2013.
Yes.
And she didn't sue him until 2017. So this suit has been going
on for quite a while. Long. Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And what happened then is that it was a 3-week trial. They heard from many witnesses. And Mr. Haggis has said he's going to appeal the decision because there were 4 women that never brought police reports against him, that never brought charges against him, that were allowed to testify in this case. And that's important, Todd. And that's something that, you know, may or may not be a major factor on appeal.
So $7.5 million
he lost.
But as Todd says, drop it in the bucket, right? Well, we only have 30 seconds to go. We're going to keep following up with this next week and the week after as things occur. I'm going to talk about lawyers and the amount of hours they work. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the program continues. Hold on.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Up inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you get yourself. Well, come on.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218. Do you want to know the secret?
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Incumbent Democrat Mark Kelly defeated Republican Blake Masters on Friday to win a U.S. Senate seat in Arizona, a contest that left Democrats one seat short in the battle for control of the chamber with 2 more races to be decided. The win by Kelly, a former astronaut whose wife Gabby Giffords survived an assassination attempt when she was a U.S. lawmaker, meant Democrats had battled to a 49-49 tie in the race for Senate. 2024 race for the White House could be uncharted territory in the United States, which celebrates youth, but where millions of Americans, including presidents, now keep working well beyond the traditional retirement age of 65. Ronald Reagan was 77 when he left the White House, but President Joe Biden, who turns 80 on November 20th, would be 86 by the time a second four-year term ends, should he win it. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
This is no fun.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So, Cal, I know we have not set this up, and I want you to think, because I'm going to talk here, but I want you to start looking at the little kitty sayings, and as I do this, the ones that feel sad for lawyers, and so just be prepared at certain times during this discussion and this discussion about lawyers and how everybody's going to feel sorry for them.
That is Armadillo.
It is, but no, this is not Armadillo. This is a latest survey by, I think it's cityam.com. Let me look at what the survey is. Is what lawyers in the big city law firms, how many hours they're spending on average a day working on cases? Okay. Cal, have you seen this article?
I've not seen the piece, okay. but I know people in the industry, obviously. I would guess 12 to 14 is my guess.
The answer is 12.
Yeah.
Good thought. So
yeah.
The average starting out, okay, so Kirkland Ellis is a big law firm. They're like a mega worldwide firm. But the junior and trainee lawyers, the average starting time is 9:19 a.m. and average clocking off time is 11:11 p.m.
Wow.
And this is from Legal Cheek, is who did this survey.
So much for life balance. Huh?
Yeah. And they're averaging, the junior attorneys are averaging 12 hours a day of work. Now, these top law firms, the newly qualified lawyers average $215,000 a year.
Hmm.
Now that's pretty good money, but you think if you're living in New York on $215,000 a year?
It's not much.
That is, people are like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. No, you can live okay, but you're not going to live any lavish lifestyle or even anything super nice. I remember, let me tell you a quick story. I remember when I first graduated law school 30 years ago, approximately 30, maybe 31 years ago, 91. So you tell me, 91, that's, last time I checked, that's what, 32?
In December.
Okay, close enough.
Yeah.
But I had a friend, the smart guy, who, by the way, took his bar, back when the bar was more difficult to pass in California, he wore Depends because he didn't want to go to the bathroom because he wanted to just focus on. And you have the ability to take, no, I'm dead serious, you have the ability to take your bar exam, you can take a bathroom break, but it's time. But he didn't want to take time for bathrooms, so he wore Depends. Wow. And during his practices, he would wear Depends and do that. It was crazy. But he went to a big L.A. firm, and I remember he made a lot of money, what he was making his first year, but they had a company yacht, and so he got to go on the yacht. So there's other perks besides the $215,000 a year. I bet there's other perks.
But did he wear Depends on the yacht?
You stole my question.
Or did he wear them every day to work?
I don't know. Maybe he did, but he's a really smart guy. That guy was one of those guys that just got mad if he got one thing wrong and got a 99.9% on a test. But anyway, there it is. I guess some firms tell them that after 10 p.m. they have to turn their cameras off and Zoom calls off after 8 p.m. They have to check out their emails at 10 p.m. and their Zoom calls no later than 8 p.m.
Now, one of the things to keep in mind here is a lot of these law firms are law firms that have hourly billing requirements. And so the question here that I have is, you got a brand new person who's working 12 to 14 hours a day. How many hours are they billing?
I'm not going to bring that up.
Because if you have a billing requirement, you're supposed to be getting in 6 to 8 hours a day of billing. Well, maybe you got to work 12 to be able to bill 6 because maybe a more experienced attorney is more efficient in their work and the client shouldn't have to pay because you're cutting your teeth or whatever. I would be curious to know what the total hours to billing hour ratio is.
But don't forget, the associates or lower end attorneys are billed at a lower rate than partners. There's in just the California area. This is how I know partners that are making, they're billing $1,000 an hour, a lawyer.
Can you believe that?
I mean, I used to think, $350 was quite a bit, $400,000 an hour. No, and that's now trial. When you're in trial, there's like sometimes $2,500 an hour or something like that. But just normal billing, it's not unusual to see a partner at $1,000. And up.
Wow. So, Todd, just to clarify, billable hours are different than hours put in on the job. Is
absolutely.
That correct?
Yes. That is correct.
Explain that to me. What is that? What makes an hour billable?
You can work 8 hours, but you can't bill 8 hours because there's some inefficiency in your work. Like maybe you are new.
Going to the bathroom.
No, or you're a new attorney and it's a subject matter you should know. So you're treated as if you know it. So then if you have to go check on things and research things, if it's just to get you up to speed to do that job, then you can't bill for that.
No, sometimes they can. I'm not going to, Denise, some do, some don't, but if you're paying a lower rate for them, then you do pay for that hourly. So if you're paying an attorney $350 an hour, and they're doing the research, yet, or you can have the partner who knows more that can do it quicker at $1,000 an hour, it kind of comes out to be the same. But I'm not saying, yes, I don't bill by the hour, so I don't know. But some do, I think some do, just depending on what the situation is. I don't know.
And an analogy, Cal, that might you understand this also is, you ever gone to take a car in and they look in the book for what repair is going to be, going to occur to your car, and they have a suggested number of hours that an experienced mechanic would take to do this job.
Right.
And oftentimes your bill is based upon hours times that number. And if it takes the mechanic twice that long to do it because they don't know what they're doing or they make a mistake or whatever, you still pay that amount basically. It's a similar principle. However, what Fred says is true. I mean, if you have an associate that is in, and maybe they're brand new, they're talking to the senior partner that they work under, they're discussing the case, depending on the nature of the discussion, if they're really having a talk about it back and forth, boy, I wouldn't be surprised if a client got billed for both the associate and the partner.
Now, Dad, I'm glad you brought that up. You watch that. I'm going to give you some little hints, because as a lawyer, I've hired lawyers too, and I watch it. I've seen bills before where there's a lawyer that's the partner's $1,000 an hour, the other lawyer that's the junior partner's $600-$700 an hour, and then the associate's $300, and they all collaborated and talked about the case, and they each billed, and I said,
hold the phone, buddy.
Nope. Right. I'm a lawyer. I'm too smart for that. Yep. And can they do that? Technically, they can.
They can.
But you know what? You watch that as a person that's hiring lawyers, and you talk to your lawyer right up front about that. How many times are you guys going to bill double, triple, you know, duplicates, you know,
duplicate hours.
Yeah, for the three or four of you talking about something, and
do you only find out about that when you get the bill, or can you talk about that beforehand?
No, you should. No, you can talk about it beforehand, but people don't know to bring that up.
Right.
Saying bring that up, what happens? Oh, let's just have a round table and talk about what we should do next on this case. And three to four lawyers are billing all this, you know, this hours. It'll kill you. So anyway, I remember doing that. Good lawyers and wonderful people that I've hired. But, you know, I didn't let him. Todd, you're next. Let's talk about you wanted to talk about Top Gun, didn't you?
Yes, Top Gun. You know, there was a lawsuit brought because of the new Top Gun movie. Now, it's a copyright issue. And here's the deal. Paramount bought the rights from the magazine article that was the inspiration for the original Top Gun movie. That came out in, it was 83 that the article came out. They bought the rights, so they own the copyright. At that point in time, they produced a movie that came out in 1986. That was Top Gun that we all know, and they had it. Here's the thing. Under copyright law, after 35 years, the copyright, if it's purchased from somebody else, the person it was purchased from can go in and reclaim that copyright after 35 years. In Top Gun, when they decided to make Top Gun Maverick the second, remember, this was originally slated to come out in like 2019, but because of the pandemic, it kept getting delayed. Well, it came out after that 35-year time had expired. The original copyright owner reclaimed it, and now they're saying, look, all of your characters in the new Top Gun movie are based upon this article. It's derivative work based upon the article that we had in 83. We now have the copyright again. You owe us for this. So these plaintiffs, the estate of the original writers, suing Top Gun, and the suit just made it past a motion to dismiss. So it's still there. The judge says, look, this is a jury issue. It's not something that the judge should punt. And apparently the Ninth Circuit in California has been leaning toward that for copyright cases, basically leaning in the way of, yeah, these really shouldn't be punted in the pretrial phase with the frequency that's happening. A lot of these are jury issues, and so this right. one's either going to settle or go to a jury trial.
Right. The big issue here is substantial similarity.
Yes.
So that's what they've got to look at, and I predict it probably will get to a jury.
We got a lot to talk about. We're going to blow through it. The last segment of Radio Law Talk. Hang on. The end is always the best.
Yep, but like an NBA game. You know, the fourth quarter's coming up. This is the part you want to stick around for. So stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues right here.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Whining. Is this real life?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
We're having a great time. Camp Lejeune, all you hear about is Camp Lejeune lawsuit about dirty water that the Marines and their families or people that were working at Camp Lejeune or in or around Camp Lejeune bring the lawsuit, and you're able to, you know, maybe get some money. It's everywhere. Everywhere people are advertising this. Well, again, I'm not saying one thing leads to the other, but clearly something else is happening now that people are jumping on the bandwagon in Hawaii. Two dozen families have joined a lawsuit, started this lawsuit, saying they got sick from jet fuel that leaked into the tap water in their Hawaiian homes. And this is near, obviously, on Oahu, and this is near Pearl Harbor. Apparently, the jet fuel tanks were up higher, sat up higher. I'm shocked it didn't get hit in the 40s by the Japanese when they bombed Pearl Harbor.
Probably didn't have jet fuel back then, but
they had fuel.
Prop planes.
Well, but they still had fuel, though. They probably still had fuel.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
There's still fuel, whether it was jet fuel or whatever. But so they're claiming there's chemicals in the water. There was a fuel storage facility, the one that's up in the hills. They're saying that it's nearly 6,000 people had gotten sick from it. Here we go. The Highway Department of Health and ordered the Navy to basically shut the facility down after the spill. They recently finished draining all the pipelines and supposedly finished draining everything and cleaning everything by 2024. But now the lawsuits are starting to come on board. We're probably going to follow those. But again, Here we go, Camp Lejeune. Now we got.
But Fred, the question is every liability firm in the United States advertising about Camp Lejeune? Because you can't turn around without seeing that.
Not only that, it does. You see it on infomercials. You go through your TV.
And
the infomercials are like, you know, this is an advertisement. It's Camp Lejeune stuff, you know. So that tells you there's good money in it, right?
Well,
so,
infomercials are what we call PI, meaning per inquiry, meaning that people see the commercial and they respond.
Yes.
And then the TV station gets a commission off of that. And they wouldn't run them if it wasn't paying, I can tell you that.
No, so. I'm sure it's doing okay. So that's going on. We're going to keep watching that. That's the Camp Lejeune number two. Almost.
Just keep looking for a deposition transcript from this one. Where now, man, how did you know that, what made you first think that there was jet fuel in your drinking water? Well, I don't know. We filled up a pitcher of water and then put it in our car, and the car ran. That was the dead giveaway. Okay. Yeah, golly, nice. Jet fuel in the water. Yikes.
What about this doctor?
Yeah,
I know it is. What about this doctor that we've been following about the $100 million fraud scheme they're claiming? That, again, innocent until proven guilty.
The Medicare fraud guy, allegedly.
Yeah.
What's
going on there? Dr. Moy, that's his name.
Wow,
Dr. Moy, and it's kind of an interesting thing that's happened. You know, he gets charged criminally for having been involved really in a criminal scheme whereby he would hook people up that had accidents with different doctors such as himself, and they would put him through a range of testing, and then they would charge and overcharge for the tests.
And they own those facilities?
Exactly. Oh. And then they would get the money back from the insurance companies to pay for these unnecessary tests. And he was going to be, you know, brought into court. And 4 days before he's brought into court, he decided to go out fishing at night.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an avid fisherman.
Yes.
And he loved boats. And so he's out fishing, and then the next thing you know, there is some kind of a collision between him and another larger vessel.
Well, he was fishing in a major used waterway as far as, you know, the ship's passage there, and he was right in there fishing there.
Right. They were able to catch the survivor of the large vessel, who did survive it, but they have never found him.
Hmm.
He's disappeared, and his boat is gone.
So how's this going to work? What's the outcome going to be, do you think, Denise?
Well, he had a girlfriend while he was going to college. And the girlfriend comes out and says, look, this guy has always been dishonest. He's always been out there, you know, stealing from people. He stole millions of dollars from his grandma, who funded his medical education. However, he would then drop out of school and then collect the money and get partial refunds back and then go out fishing and buying boats and buying things for his boats. And he'd steal things for his boats, and she made all these different kinds of allegations about him and his character. And another thing that's come out is that he does have a pretty significant health issues. He's got diabetes, and he also had cancer.
That's right. He's a cancer survivor.
Right. So it's just interesting, like, when something like this happens, it gets a lot of national attention, and then people start coming out of the woodwork and saying more negative things.
And what the pressure does to the guy who's the alleged perpetrator of this stuff, where all of a sudden, you know, he's just gone. It seems rather odd.
You know, the thing about this case that is, no pun intended, fishy, is that just right. just to clarify, the survivor that was found was actually on his boat. It was a passenger on his boat, so it's kind of odd. My boat gets, I'm going to take my boat out in this fishing lane where commercial liners go. My boat gets hit. The passenger survives, so the passenger can verify that I was on this boat out here, but then I am not found. I am
the alleged culprit in a multi-million dollar swindle, am nowhere to be found.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, and his friends are saying, well, I hope he's alive on some island somewhere. Yeah, there's no island nearby. This isn't like Lost, where he went down in the South Pacific.
Staten Island. He could be in New York.
Yeah, well, yeah, he could be in a basement apartment somewhere. I don't know. But it just seems a little too convenient. 4 days before trial, I'm going to go out and go fishing. An avid boater. And this is what happens. Boy, the the coincidence is a little too coincidental.
I know what happened there. I'm telling you. It's Gilligan and he have, and the professor, they were over there on this island.
Yeah, well, where's Marianne?
Well, Marianne's.
Well, they're here on Gilligan.
Well, they got divorced about 2 years before.
Well, because he's got Gilligan, he's got Marianne, and what's the other one's name?
Ginger.
And then, so you got those guys, and you got the, what's the rich couple?
Howell the Third. All right, we're going to do something anecdotal. Todd?
And Lovey.
Ginger or Marianne? Ginger or Marianne, Todd?
I will say, for the record, Marianne, but I know in practice, Ginger.
Okay, Cal, Marianne?
Marianne favors my lovely bride in coloration and so on, so I would go with Marianne.
I'm a Marianne. I like the little country, Georgia kind of girl that I'm going. Yeah. Denise, Mr. Howell.
Marianne.
Good one.
All right, with that.
That is the best. She should get like 5 bonus points for case or no case for the best answer of the day.
I would think so.
I was giving her the Thurston Howell one, but, you know, that's what you get at Radio Law Talk, the three of us figuring out who it is, Ginger, Marianne, Mr. Howell, or Gilligan.
Or the skipper. You looked out the skipper.
Well, the skipper.
And the skipper was kind of cute.
We know the skipper's an automatic no. But anyway, let's end this thing, Cal, before we get in trouble.
Here we go. Now it's time for Quick Takes, where the members of our Radio Law Talk panel tell you their quick take on the show today. Fred Penny, what's your quick take?
You know, I love Radio Law Talk because I'm able to find important stories that maybe help me in my law firm. The one that I think that's going to help me is I'm bringing back all the information about the associate lawyers working over an average of 12 hours a day. I'm going to show that to my lawyers and say, stop whining and sniveling. Here you go.
Time to crack the whip. Todd Kuhnen, what is your...
You know, sometimes I like to rate people on the creativity they use and their solutions to problems. So to Fred's friend who avoided bathroom breaks during the bar and the time it would take by using Depends, I say, sir, on a scale from 1 to 10, you're an 8.
Oh, I thought you were going to say number 2.
You're an 8. Get it, Denise? Okay.
You're an 8. Well, I'm number 2. Okay. Well, I got it.
Each was equally good. Denise, what is your quick take?
Well, my quick take's based on the last case or no case. And this is what I have to say. If Jeremiah was a bullfrog, how the heck did he have 6 kids with Cindy?
Well, he was a good friend of hers, apparently.
Thanks for joining us next week, 9 to noon Pacific time. Thanks for having us on your radio.
You've been listening to Radio Law Talk, and we thank you.
RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.